Tesh Vat, Siman Nun Beis, Halacha Ches, we're going to Halacha Tesvav. So we're continuing to discuss fruits and vegetables. And yesterday we discussed wild berries and things that grow by themselves. Kitzur says, even if it's edible, you would make the regular bracha, it would be downgraded and you make shehakol. There's an exception to this rule. Salads, or yogdis and malinis, which the Mishnah mentions also. What are these berries? These are types of fruits which the Mefarshim explain they identify as blueberries and raspberries. The point is that since people eat them and they're considered chashuv, so their bracha is still going to be retained. The regular bracha is bar pri ha'adama. Here we go to the caper tree. The Gemara discusses the tzlaf. Very interesting. It's a tree that has many different types of items offered for eating. However, there's the main part and there's the, let's call it the sub chashuv part. So the fruit itself, you make bar pri ha'adama. Anything else, like the leaves, the husks, and different things that are edible, so since it's not the ikar part of the tree, the halacha is that you make a bar pri adama. Very interesting, as we'll see, one of the main principles of deciding what bracha something is what the intent was in its original planting. If the intent was to eat it in its original planting, and that's the main part of the fruits, it's going to be the regular bracha. If it's not the main part, that's the caper tree, so then it's going to be downgraded to the next level bracha of here, which is bar pri adama. Also, what's interesting is that you have these things called the rinds, peels. So if they're fried and made with and preserved with honey and sugar, so if the intention was originally to make them for this purpose, they will at least retain a bracha of bar pi adama. That means it won't be bar pi eight, it's certainly not the main part of the tree, but it'll be bar pi adama. If it wasn't for that purpose, like for example today, I think of Moshe or the other chayim say that the orange peels. Most people don't eat orange peels. So if a person decides to preserve them with honey and sugar, etc., it would be a bracha of bar pri adama. Or if it's not planted for that, it would be shahakon yabidvoli. I grew up actually having these rinds. Many times it was actually a delicious item. So it could be that today it's still considered at least a bar pri adama, because I think people produce them for that purpose. Now, what about seeds? Seeds of fruits. If they're sweet, you make a bar pri ha'adama. These are seeds of fruits themselves. Another application would be the seeds that you find when it comes to melons, watermelons, and gourds. Those are very popular, the white ones. Things what's called the dlat. Anyway, they're called. So these are certainly, if they're planted for that purpose, the bar pri ha'adama. If they're not planted for that purpose, so then really it would go down to a level of shakon yamidvoi. Interesting, that's what the chiluk the poskim says, that if it's, let's say, you have these watermelon seeds which they produce and they make edible, etc., so then it would be bar pi adama. If you decided to make them into something edible, then not necessarily would that retain the same bracha bar pi adama, would be shakon yamidvoi. Another great example is when it comes to these almonds. One of my favorite questions of almonds covered with sugar, or I think today much more popular is these chocolate covered almonds. I think just the name itself, it's not called almonds covered with chocolate. It's called chocolate almonds or something to that degree. The point is, I remember there's a machlekes Ramosha and Ramosha. Ramosha finds the chazadik vach against Ramosha, the Bel Ramosha, the Batina. I forget who says what. This was years ago. But I found it very interesting. One says eight, one says shackle. And it could be, maybe it's really based on what they thought at their time was more the main purpose of this chocolate-covered almonds. I think today, and that's why I saw the Achrenim also say, that today chocolate-covered almonds, usually when it's a thick-covered, thick chocolate, it's really shackle. Nevertheless, it's interesting that probably, I would say a chassid, wants to go to the Fnim Shasad, then should really cover it with two other different brothers, meaning a Shahakan eight. And the reason for that is because, well, Shlomo Zalman Aruch actually says that anyway, chocolate should be a eight. So we'll leave it at that. Next. Well, I want to mention, actually, my Chashava cousin asked me this question about hearts of palm. So that's another good example. You have the palm tree. The palm tree, the main fruits is the, let's say, the dates. And the hearts of palm is the part of the actual Kaira, which is the part of the actual bark. And therefore, it's planted for that purpose. So it will be, and there won't be shakel, it will be bar pi adama. It won't be bar pi because that's not the main part of the fruits. And that's the thing with the place can also bring down when it comes to hearts of palm. Fruits that have not fully ripened. So even if you would cook them and make them delicious, they would still not get their full potential, and you make a shock in the middle. There's one exception, and it's amazing before Tu B'Shvat to discuss this, and that is the esrog. It's a big deal about the esrog. The Tu B'Shvat, esrog that's fried with honey or sugar, the halacha is to make burpees. And the reason why is because it was planted for that purpose, A, for the purpose of using Valbamina, and for the purpose of making these fried stuff. And it was planted with the intention to harvest it early. Noivlois are fruits that fall off the tree because of the heat early. And therefore, since it was a davar shenisgalka, it got ruined. You don't make the regular bracha, you make a shakni mitzvah. Same thing when it comes to spoiled bread. If it's still edible, it would lose its main bracha and make a shakni mitzvah. The same thing when it comes to vinegar. Vinegar that's not fitting to drink at all, you won't make any bracha. If it's diluted with water, it's a little bit edible, you make shakni mitzvah. When it comes to fruits, that the only way that it actually ripens is you take it off the tree. It's the normal way to take it off the tree and then place it in some straw or something until it becomes edible. The bracha is the regular bracha berpeah. An example of that is these small pears that the kids was discussing. I think there's another example the person can say is that sometimes people like to buy these bananas or avocados that are really not ready to be eaten. So you would think that maybe it loses its regular main bracha. The answer is no. The normal thing is for people to take these bananas and keep them until they are ready to be eaten. And lastly, you have these fruits that the fruits themselves are not eaten. They're always thrown out. The only thing that is eaten, I remember I grew up in this when I was in Israel, I used to go in the fields and they used to have these things, I don't know what they're called, but you just simply suck out the delicious juice, sweet juice. And therefore, since the only thing that's really here that's edible is the juice itself, the halacha is you make shakal and you